From NPR News, it's Day to Day. More economic uncertainty rippling around the world today. Asian markets were down a lot, and there is some bad news on the U.S. housing front. Marketplace's Jill Barshay joins us. Jill, what about the Asian markets? Let's begin there.
Well, we woke up to really bad news from Asia. In Tokyo, the index fell 4%. In Hong Kong, it fell a little bit more than that. And the Shanghai index fell 7%. And that gloomy news spread to Europe overnight, where the markets were down. And so people were really nervous this morning. When we finally opened, the markets were a little mixed. And then came this terrible housing news. The markets tanked on it, and now they're rebounding again. So the market seems to be a little bit confused.
And give us this piece of housing news. Here.
The Commerce Department reported that home sales had the biggest annual decline on record. Sales dropped more than 26%. That's worse than the housing bust of the 1980s. And so the concern is that this housing downturn could be the worst we've had in recent memory.
This is new home sales.
Correct. These are new home sales. And for the whole year of 2007, we sold 26.4% fewer homes last year than we did in 2006.
Well, just last week, Jill, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates 0.75 point. The Fed is meeting tomorrow and Wednesday. That was kind of an emergency cut last week. So what are the prospects for yet another cut?
Both Wall Street traders and economists are expecting another 0.5 percentage point cut. And it's just breathtaking the amount of interest rates cuts we've had. Back in September, we started over 5%. We've had 4 interest rate cuts since then. The surprise cut last week was the biggest interest rate cut since 1982. And now we're talking about another cut on Wednesday, and people are predicting even more cuts after that. But the market is split on how much good it's going to do. People are worried that no matter how low interest rates get, it won't encourage companies and consumers to start buying again and borrowing again. And that's what we need to get the economy revved up.
You wonder what President Bush could say tonight in his State of the Union address, maybe encouraging faster work on the stimulus package. I know the Senate is still weighing in on that.
Exactly. He is going to be talking a lot about the stimulus tonight, we're told, and he wants to put political pressure on getting the Senate to act quickly to move this $150 billion package through. But again, market watchers are confused as to whether it will do much good. $150 billion, that's the size of the stimulus package, isn't a whole lot in a $13 trillion economy.
Thank you, Jill. Jill Barshay of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.
Next time on Marketplace, here's a concept for you. Dig a ditch in the desert, fill it with salt water, grow some biofuel crops, save the planet. It's from American Public Media.